morning, neighbor. How are you today? It's time again for Moments of Melody. The story is told of a woman who rushed up to Fritz Kreisler after a concert and cried, "Oh, Mr. Kreisler, I would give my life to play like you do." The great violinist answered soberly, "Well, that's exactly what I did." The sacrifice had to be made in time, effort, and the setting aside of selfish desires to attain the heights of such human accomplishment. And so it is in the spiritual realm. If we would drink deeply of the water of life and find the high plateau of perfect peace and spiritual attainment, we must be willing to endure self-crucifixion. "I would give the world to have your experience," said a wealthy man to a devoted Christian. "Well, that's just what it cost me," the Christian replied. "I gave the world for it." St. Paul is about to close his letter to the Galatians. He writes, "I will write these closing words in my own handwriting. See how large I have to make the letters. Those teachers of yours who are trying to force you to be circumcised are doing it for just one reason, so that they can be popular and avoid the persecution that they would get if they admitted that the cross of Christ alone can save. And even those teachers who submit to circumcision don't try to keep the other Jewish laws, but they want you to be circumcised in order that they can boast that you are their disciples. But God forbid that I should boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in all the attractive things of the world has been killed long ago, and the world's interest in me is also long dead." The blind hymn writer wrote these lines, "Take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but a name. But his love abideth ever, through eternal years the same." Self-will must die, and Jesus has prepared a place for it to breathe its last at the cross. The great Apostle Paul said, "But God forbid that I should boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." I think we're going to talk a lot about the cross in heaven.